everybody, Jim Edwards here, and welcome back to the Sales Copywriting Content Marketing Hacks Podcast with
Jim Edwards and Stu Smith.
Too much visual stuff going on. We're doing this thing live now in front of all these different people, and I got comments, and I got banners, and I got Stu, and I got choking on coffee, and it's just another great podcast episode. So we're doing our best. So today, Stu, as the podcast producer and show manager and person with the bigger guns, what are we doing?
Well, funny you should ask, because I gave you some options.
Yeah.
and we never figured out what was the final option.
Oh, okay. So
our options are: do you want to talk about the project of writing a book, almost like a to-do list?
Okay.
Right? And why you want to write a book for your business.
Yeah.
Or we talk about how the sales copy should look on a landing page, and as if there is a wizard or script that you would recommend.
Okay. So yeah. Rather than us deciding, we're going to give this like 30 seconds, and everybody who is here with us live, you tell us, should we talk about, I give you tips on how to write a book really fast, or I can give you tips on what Stu said about sales copy and how it should look. So you need to tell us in the comments. You're going to pick, and I'm going to go to egg timer right now, and we're going to give you.
I will say this, Jim. I got both of these questions from the Facebook group, Sales Copywriting Content Marketing Hacks with Jim Edwards Facebook group. So if you haven't joined that group, you should.
Okay.
Well, people who are watching this are on the Facebook group already, but there may be some from the other platforms that will be interested in getting some of this information.
Okay. Well, everybody's saying landing page and nobody said book. So we can always do that. And Angel says, Jim, your stuff works well in Spanish. I've been testing it with a team of 90 entrepreneurs. That's awesome. Cool. Okay, so one person said, write a book really fast. The other said, sales page for a landing page. So what we're going to talk about, somebody said both. We've got 20 minutes.
Whichever one we don't do this week, we'll do next week.
We'll do that next week. Maybe, yeah. Maybe. So we're going to do this for 20 minutes. Let me give us... Nope. Okay. So I'm going to start that. Now, what in particular do you want to know about sales copy? I mean, you came up with this. What we got to have kind of a context for it.
Well, the question was, how long should it be?
Okay.
Like, how in depth is sales copy on a landing page?
Okay.
Think what a landing page is. It's really a hook.
Well, no, it starts with a hook.
Right.
Okay. So let's define what is a land. I'm getting my little building blocks and stuff out. Okay. So
a good idea.
A landing page is a page that you send traffic to that is designed to get people to do a specific thing. And I like to tell people, there's only certain things that people can do, and that is to either buy, sign up, click a link, or call the phone. That's pretty much all people can do. Now, if you want to simplify it even more, you can, when someone on a landing page only has two purposes: to turn somebody into a sale or to turn somebody into a lead. That's it. That's it. That's all it is. So another thing that people ask is, and Angel asks this, how long should it be? Now that's going to depend on the price and the traffic. Because if you're selling something for $5,000, you typically need to have more information than if you're selling something for $97. Typically. However, I know someone who shall remain nameless who sells a $5,000 coaching program to cold traffic using nothing but a headline, a video sales letter, and an order button. That's it. Mm. This person spends about $4,000 to make every $5,000 sale, but he still does it. I mean, would you spend $4,000 to make $5,000 every day? I would. I'd do it twice a day. No, seriously. Yeah. I'm not being a smart ass.
No.
So if you think about a landing page, again, a landing page is going to follow a three-part formula. And many of you, this will be very familiar to you. Okay. It's going to follow a formula called hook, story, offer. Now, this can be a hook, story, offer. Typically is either a headline or and or a picture. So no matter what you're going to do, you are going to use a headline on however you do this. Because I see people in the stuff, people asking, you know, how much copy for a $997 program? How much copy for a $97 program? You recommend a video sales letter as opposed to copy. And again, it depends on what the purpose is of your landing page. So one of the things I would tell everybody to do is make sure that you're showing up to Funnel Fridays every Friday when Russell and Brunson and I do that, because every Friday we talk about a different type of funnel. And typically we spend most of the time on the first page, the landing page for each type of funnel. We've done webinars, book funnels, high ticket funnels. We're getting ready to do survey funnels this week. So as far as the story part, can be an Epiphany Bridge story. That is a story about you and how you came to create a product. That answers the questions for people of why should they listen to you? What's the big reason behind the product? Why are you qualified? What was the story? It fills in all the background and then leads to the offer, which it's really the story is the transition into the offer, fills in all the blanks and then makes people the offer. Another way that you can tell the story is by following the formula of problem, agitate, solve, where you're telling the story of the problem that most people face. Then you agitate, you make the problem even worse, and then you solve the problem, typically with a story of how you were able to overcome it or a customer was able to overcome it, and then you go to the offer, which is typically an offer stack of some kind. So another thing you can do, and Stu talked about this on our live show, you can do the hook, the headline. You can make the story a customer case study. Now, Stu, I don't want to misquote you or something like that, but you said that using a real simple landing page with a headline, a video, and a call to action that is real simple, call me on the phone and I'll talk to you about this.
Yeah.
And you give the number, and the story was a customer testimonial or a case study. A customer story, success story of being in your PT club, which is your high ticket coaching. Now, I happen to have been the person that gave you the testimonial,
yeah.
But you have signed up in the last week 11 people to your individual one-on-one coaching. Yes.
And all I did was change that information that you just said. Yep.
You didn't change it. You just set it up. You put up a video and a call to action. You didn't really do an offer stack.
I added that just on my main page. Just boop, put it right up there. Yep.
So again, thinking of hook, story, offer. How long the story and how ornate the offer needs to be depends on how complicated the sale is and the traffic. Now, somebody in the live asked us, you know, how much copy for a $997 program? Well, if it's cold traffic and if it's a higher end product for people, then you're probably going to have a decent amount of copy. You're going to have to spend some time developing the offer, developing the story. really explaining the offer stack, removing objections either in the story or through an FAQ or however you're going to do that in the story and with the offer. And there's other stuff typically that you have in here as well, but this is the basic, these are the basics that need to be in everything. However, if you're making an offer tonight for $9.97 to your list, to people who know who you are, to hot traffic, people that know, like, and trust you, I've done it many times with nothing but a headline and a video. I get people to sign up to go for a week to be trapped on a cruise ship with me for, well, I mean, depending on how you're looking at it. I mean, sure. if you want to look at it this way, people trust me enough to watch a 3-minute video and click a button and commit, in some cases, coming halfway around the world to be trapped on a boat with me for a week to learn stuff. And they pay upwards of at least $3,000 to $5,000 to do that, not including airfare. So again, it depends on the traffic and it depends on the price point, depends on how complicated the sale is, you know, how technical is it? How much explaining is there? Can you explain? I mean, I have another funnel that starts with a 2-minute video where we give away a piece of software. If you go to #scraper.com, you'll see it. And I give away a piece of software. We do a quick demo. It's like 2 minutes. It's got a 65% opt-in rate. And then I make 3 more offers on the back end of that. And our click, our earnings per, our EPC on that is almost $3 because it's great. So again, somebody just asked about, what about like a perfect webinar script or a perfect webinar as far as landing page? Okay. A landing page for a webinar, it has been proven that the more you put on the webinar landing page, the less likely people are to sign up, because more information talks them out of actually making the sale or actually signing up, because it gives them reasons not to sign up. So the absolute best pages for signing up for a webinar have a headline. They have a promise of some kind, a promise of the webinar, and they have a button to sign up. That's above the fold. That's all that's above the fold. That's what's working. I'm seeing 60, 65, 70% opt-in rates. The more stuff you put on, the more likely they are not to sign up. Now, the next thing that you can put underneath that, if you want to, when we're talking about webinar stuff, is you can put basically a real quick bio as it pertains to the folks that you're targeting for your webinar. So, you know, meet your instructor. And this is a perfect place for you to use some of the scripts that we got inside the Jim Edwards Method Premium, because meet your instructor, the very first sentence that they should read next should be the what I do in one sentence wizard result, okay? And then you can do a couple, 3, 4 bullets about you underneath that you can make with the about me wizard. And then you have, I hope I don't break something. And then you have underneath that bio thing, another call to action to sign up for the webinar. That's it. Okay. Yeah. You'll have the day and time. Okay. On here somewhere. It's like, join me Wednesday at 9 a.m. for blah, 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 blah. That's it. That's your whole landing page for a webinar. You any more than that, you're just talking yourself out of the sale. So, I mean, without getting into specific types of landing pages, that's as specific as I can get about a really, really broad topic. You got to have a great hook, no matter what type of landing page you're making. If your hook sucks, everything else can be perfect and you won't get much traction, if any traction at all. The story is what you use to get them emotional. People buy on emotion. If you don't get people to buy, to try, to click, to sign up, or register or whatever, if you can't make them emotional. And then your offer has got to be super, super, super compelling. It's got to be something that makes your target audience go, holy crap, I've got to have that. Even if you're offering something for free, if you go check out that hashtag scraper.com, even though I'm giving it away for free, you're going to want to get your hands on it. You're going to want to have the software. You're going to want to say, damn, that looks cool. Let me grab it before Jim changes his mind, which is the whole emotion that I want to create in the little 2-minute video that I make for you. And I use a lot of humor in that video too. Rezwan was reading my mind because while I was telling you what to do about the presenter, he was asking Ellie Ailment to add for about the presenter. Great minds think alike. Jason said, Jim and Russell recently did a webinar funnel on Funnel Fridays. Highly recommend checking it out. And there you go. So Justin said, I downloaded hashtag scraper the second it came out. Thanks, Jim, for continuing to help us to kick butt. Nice. What's that? Is that a peach?
That's a foot and a peach. So yeah, you're kicking some butt.
Oh, so the peach is like the eggplant.
Well,
the eggplant represents a wing, and the peach represents the booty. Okay. Yeah. I like it. I learned. See, like Stu says, I learned something today.
You're now smarter.
I'm going to start using the peach with the wing. That's my goal, is to make liquid come out of Stu's nose at some point.
Almost did.
So it appears to me that we have 6 minutes and 5 seconds left to discuss this further. Let's look back through any questions and stuff that people said. This is a good question. Jason said, do you recommend a VSL as opposed to copy? Did I answer this yet? No. Okay. Nope. For those of you that don't know, a VSL is a video sales letter. That's like what the cool kids call a video sales letter. And so me, typically, when I'm testing an offer, when I'm first coming out with an offer now, I test a video sales letter first. Because that doesn't mean I don't have any other text underneath it. But there are some people, when you think about a landing page, there are some people that will just read a hook headline, watch a video, and say, I need this. And they'll whack the button to go buy it. What percentage that is for your audience, I don't know. For my audience, it's somewhere around 30%, 30-35%. Then other people need more information underneath that to make a decision. Sometimes some people don't want to watch a video, or they can't watch a video because they're at work or something. So they can't play sound or whatever it is. So they want to read. So sometimes the video transcript is what is in the actual sales letter underneath the video. And we'll even say, hey, you know, if you'd rather read this or don't want to watch or can't watch, just read the transcript below. And there you go. That's real big in the financial services industry, by the way. They do big, long 20, 30, 40 minute VSLs, and then you can read the transcript down below. And then typically down below also will have a whole bunch of information about the offer stack, build up the value, break out each individual element, has a cool title, has a cool description, has a high value. Then we'll give people, part of the offer is, you know, but you're not going to pay $1,200 today. You're only, you know, you're going to pay $97. But typically I start with the VSL I can't think of the last time I made an offer that did not include some sort of a VSL. So I always start with that. That's a great question. Denise says, I prefer reading. Okay, well, then that's great. Then you're in the 65% of my audience that likes to read, and that's why I include the stuff down below. Some stuff, like especially with software, you got to demo it so people want it. So, you know, sometimes it's just, they're going to watch the video if they want it. Somebody asked, How long did it take to shoot the video for Hashtag Scraper? Did you do it yourself? I did do it myself, and with all the editing and all the other stuff that I did with that, it probably took about 3 hours. What is your favorite style hook right now? That's a great question, and I'm not going to give a smart-ass answer, but I will let the pickle give the smart-ass answer.
Whichever hook I test that works the best. If you want to know which is best, test.
Honestly, it depends. Sometimes it's a question. Sometimes it's a
cool picture.
Sometimes it's a picture. Sometimes it's a combination of both. It's a benefit driven headline. Others it's the yin and yang headline, how to blank without blank. It's whatever is going to work the best. So there good you question. Go. Yeah.
Overall, this was a great question.
Yes.
To do a podcast on. So
yep.
You rolled with it. And yep. I know we're limited with time, so
I'm going to answer this one real quick. Pernell's asked, is there a sales letter wizard? Yes. Inside of the Jim Edwards Method Premium, we have a sales letter wizard that is very, 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 very robust. Very robust. Stu has used it a couple times. I have some good examples from Stu. And inside of Funnel Scripts, we have complete sales letter wizard and some other stuff. So there are several things we have to help you do that.
Short form, long form.
Yep. A
couple of different options.
Absolutely. Then one last thing. How often do you test? You're always testing, always testing, always testing, always testing, always paying attention to what you're doing and what kind of results you're getting. Always, always, always testing. So good question. All right, let's wrap this up, Mr. Stu.
Yes.
You have some pithy words for us?
You know what? My pithy words are, I was just such receive mode when you were speaking that I was just taking it in. I had nothing to transmit throughout that show.
Okay.
Because I was just like, that's good. That's good. You know, so you answered the question quite thoroughly. And well, I knew you would. Next week, if we answer the one on the book or the ebook, yeah, I actually can add some comments or two to that process because, I do that several times a year for the last 20 years. So we would, we will answer those book writing questions for you if you have them next week.
Absolutely. So somebody just asked, where could we find out more about the Jim Edwards Method Premium? And I just threw the, link into the thing. So
cool. Jim, that's really cool. You know, when you did that, you actually posted on all of your platforms at the same time.
I know. I noticed that too. That was pretty badass right there. This is neat. This StreamYard thing is cool.
StreamYard is my upgrade from Zoom, it looks like.
Yeah. This is, I canceled my upgrade in Zoom and I just went down to the lowest, thing in Zoom just so I could keep doing stuff and recording and doing other things. But man, I jumped on the high end thing from StreamYard. I think if you pay annually, it's $480 a year. So that's less. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. And Jason's asking virtual gym boat cruise link. Don't have that together yet, but we're getting that together. In fact, we're having a team meeting about that on Friday afternoon. So we're going to start getting all the details together about that. So start sharing that with everybody. So that's what we got. This thing's cool. I'm going to tell you, I mean, I got no horse in this race. I got no affiliate link with StreamYard, but I'm telling you, I've used a bunch of different stuff. I've used Zoom. I've used GoToMeeting. I've used GoToWebinar. I've used, I forget what the other thing that people used to use to get on Facebook. But this thing is cool to be able to go live in a bunch of different places at the same time and let people, instead of forcing people to come see you where you want them to see you, go where they are and do it that way. So, okay, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us. Thank you, Stu. And we will talk to you guys soon. Bye, everybody.